The Planet Man. This is the fascinating story of Danco, the Planet Man, troubleshooter for the League of Planets organization, the law enforcement body for peace and justice in the celestial world, whose headquarters and center of operations are situated on the capital of all the planets, Planaria Rex. From Mercury to Pluto, wherever danger threatens the universe, you will find Danco, the Planet Man, fighting for fair play. In a moment, the Planet Man. As you recall, our friends from Earth, Billy, Jane, Pat Darrell, and the Planet Man of Planaria Rex, were captured by the almost legendary dusters of Venus and carried off to a city in a cavern deep beneath the surface of the dust-covered planet. There they were brought before the grim leader of the dusters. Planet Man made a vain effort to communicate with him. When this failed, they were returned to their prison.
Here we are, back where we started from. I don't know why they took us before their leader.
We just sat there. He hardly moved.
And he kept staring at you and me. He gave me the creeps.
Well, he was much more interested in you two kids than he was in Pat or me.
I wish we didn't just have to sit here.
Look, I have a plan. If something doesn't happen by the time they return, we'll try to escape.
Escape? How?
Well, what can we do?
When we hear them coming, Pat and I will stand on either side of the door. You and Jane stay out in the middle of the room and make some kind of noises to draw their attention. When they come in, we'll drop these cloths they left over their heads, and in the confusion, we may be able to get out of the door.
Hey, that's a good idea.
It may work. If we do get away, we've got to stick together. One of us gets separated in the darkness of these tunnels, it will be almost impossible to find each other.
You couldn't get me away from the rest of you if you tried.
Hey, I just thought of something.
What?
If it's dark, how do they find their way around?
They must be able to see in the dark.
Like a cat?
After all, cats can find their way in the dark.
I don't think that's the answer.
Why not, Danto?
You look at their eyes?
Sure. When that guy took a look at me, I looked him right back in the eye.
They're like yours and mine, Billy, not like a cat's at all.
They sure know where they're going.
They must have some extra sense that we don't have.
Like a kind of built-in radar.
Something like that, Billy. Coming back. Pat, grab one of those claws.
Right.
Billy, Jane, you know what you're supposed to do? Get over in the corner. Don't overdo it. It may make them suspicious.
We better hurry. They're right outside the door.
Ready?
Ready.
Billy, Jane.
We're ready. Over
the Billy, Jane, hurry out the door.
I'm with
you. Pat, you all right?
I'm caught. Get away yourself.
I can't. They brought more with them this time.
Get the kids. Get away.
I think so.
I can still hear their footsteps running. Do you think they'll be all right?
I hope so.
Billy, where are you?
Right here, Jane.
Where is
Danco
and Pat?
Didn't they follow us?
I would have heard their footsteps. All I could hear were ours. Gee, I wonder if they got caught.
I hope not.
Well, Billy, what are we going to do?
Look all the way we're going.
I wonder where it leads.
We'll find out.
I guess the kids got away. They'd be back here now if they were caught.
Well, I'm worried about them, wandering around those tunnels in the dark all by themselves. I wish we could have gotten away, too.
Well, we had no way of knowing there would be so many dusters this time. It's not our fault.
Before, we were all together and I could watch out for them. Now there's nothing we can do but sit and wonder.
Oh, they're pretty smart kids. Look at the way they got out of that scrape with Marston.
Yeah, they're smart, all right, but they're still only kids. I wonder where they are now.
Oh, we must have walked a mile. And I don't see any light.
Do you think we're in the passage that leads to the cave city?
I thought we were. I'm not so sure.
down here in the dark. You can't tell which way you're going. Oh, I wish we had a light or something.
Sure, I wish we had one too, but we haven't. We just have to get along in the dark.
Can't we rest a while? I'm getting awful tired.
I don't think we'd better, Jane. The dust is maybe right behind us.
What are we going to do?
Just keep on going, I guess. That's all we can do.
What's the matter, Billy?
Stand back. Oh, what the...
Billy! Billy, where are you? Oh. What's the matter?
What? Fell in a hole or something.
Are you all right?
I hurt my leg. Oh, I think maybe it's broken.
Is the hole very deep, Don? Can I get down?
Don't cry, Jane. You might get hurt, too.
What can I do? Shall I try and get help?
Just sit there for a minute and listen. Maybe if we're quiet, we can get some idea where we are.
Silly, if only there was something I could do.
For a moment, it appeared that Billy and Jane may have escaped from the dusters, except that in the darkness, Billy has fallen and possibly broken his leg. What will Billy decide to do? We'll be back in a moment, so level up. When we left Billy and Jane, they were helpless in the dark tunnels of what seems to be the world of the Venusian dusters. Dantro and Pat failed to get away in the attempted escape. We find them now still captives of the dusters.
How long do you think it's been, Pat, since the kids escaped?
It must be 2 hours. I wonder if they got away.
Perhaps they got into the cave city and hid there somewhere.
Maybe they've been captured.
No, if they'd been caught, I think the dusters would have brought them back here.
Maybe that's them coming now.
I don't think so, Pat. Their feet would sound differently on the rocks.
Maybe they're coming to take us to Billy and Jane.
Perhaps. We'll know in a minute. I guess we're going with them again. Maybe they are taking us to Billy and Jane.
Does your leg hurt very much, Billy?
Kind of numb now. If I don't move, it isn't too bad.
Maybe I ought to go for help, but I'm afraid if I leave you here in the dark, I won't be able to find my way back.
Don't worry about me. Why don't you go on by yourself? Maybe you can find your way out.
I'm not going to leave you, Billy.
Okay, okay. There isn't much sense in both of us sitting here in the dark.
At least we're together.
Yeah, you're right about that. I wonder what's happening to Dantro and Pat. And maybe they're looking for us.
I wish I could believe that, Billy, but I'm afraid they're right back in the cell. If they'd escaped with us, we'd have heard them. And I listened very carefully. No, Billy, I'm afraid it's just the two of us.
Are they taking us back to the city, Dantro?
I don't know, but I think we're heading in a different direction. The tunnel to the city slopes up, and this one seems to be descending.
You're right. I remember now it was uphill. So where do you think they're taking us?
I wish I knew. Maybe they've got Billy and Jane.
You think they've caught them?
I hope so. It's better than having them wander around alone in these tunnels.
Jane, I hear something.
I heard it a moment ago.
You think it's the duster?
It sounds different. Almost like a growl. You don't suppose it's some kind of an animal?
What kind of an animal would be down here in the darkness?
I don't know. Maybe it's some kind of a mole or something.
I hope whatever it is. Not as hungry as I am. Boy, I could eat a whole cow all by myself.
And I could drink a gallon of water.
That noise is coming from the boat. You can't see anything, can you?
No, I can hear it. I can't see it.
Boy, it's awful close.
Billy, I'm afraid.
Billy, I can get out of this cold.
Don't worry, Billy. I'll stay with you.
I know, but whatever it is, if it attacks us, I could at least put up a fight. Down here with my leg the way it is, I could only sit and wait. But you don't have to sit here, Jane. Why don't you run?
I won't run, Billy. I'm going to sit with you.
But, Jane, it's getting closer, and it sounds like danger.
Billy, what can it be?
Where are we going?
I'm sure sure they're not taking us to the cave city now. We should have reached there long ago. They're certainly in an awful hurry.
Maybe the rescue party from Venus is after them.
I'm afraid that's not the answer, Pat. Even if they knew what happened to us, I'm sure they could never find this place. It's been hidden here beneath the surface of Venus for hundreds of years.
Now they're pushing us even faster. There must be something up.
Pat, I think I hear something up ahead.
It sounds like Jane's voice.
Jane! Jane, can you hear me?
Help! Help! Somebody, help!
That's Jane, all right. He must be in some kind of trouble. Come on.
Help! Help me!
It's me, Jane. Dantro, don't worry. We're coming.
Jane, Billy, are you all right?
Oh, Dantro, run, run!
Jane, what's happening?
It's some kind of an animal. It's right here.
Yes, I can hear it.
Dantro,
don't worry, Billy. I won't let it hurt you, whatever it is.
What are you going to do?
Well, if I can only find a rock, perhaps I can drive it off.
Wait.
What's the matter?
The Vespers are pushing by us. Do you think they're going to attack us?
Listen, to its growls are getting fainter.
Oh, thank goodness we were in time. Where's Billy?
I'm right down here, Pat.
Well, what are you doing?
I'm just sitting here.
Well, come up.
I can't. I fell in this hole, and I think my leg is broken.
We'll get you out somehow.
For the moment, the four members of the League of Planets group are together. Why did the Dusters reunite them? What is their motive? We'll be back in a moment, but first, here is a message the Planet Man wants you to hear. Tune in again for more transcribed thrills and adventures. Rocket millions of light years into space with Dan Troll, the Planet Man. Planet Man.